Happy New Year, Dr. DeMuth. How are you?
Happy New Year. Great. How are you doing?
Well, I still have my party hat on and the noisemakers and everything else, but we're trying to spice up a Tuesday morning, and we're glad that you're going to help us do that. Everybody got back yesterday after the two-week little bitty break, and here we are in 2015, raring to go.
That's right, and they're all ready to go. They said the most difficult thing was yesterday is putting 2015 down on their papers, which is very difficult,
thankfully,
and we all understand that.
Thankfully, none of us write checks anymore, because that used to be until March or April before I got that figured out. But don't worry, I'll call it 2014 at least once or twice
this week.
The Herald Times did a nice job over the break of showing things that were going on in schools, and we saw things like iPads. We're going to use different things in iPads, technology, and everything else. What are some of the other changes, or what are the what are we looking forward to here as the second semester 2015 gets rolling?
Well, our largest Christmas project was rebuilding our infrastructure, because with all the devices that we have in the system, our infrastructure couldn't handle that. So we did rebuild it. It's been a long time since we've done that. We're right on track, and things are going extremely well. And then, as the paper indicated, our high schools are busily trying to determine which device would be most appropriate for students to create as they move forward in their education. So we're looking forward to their decision on that, and looking forward to next year rolling into more of a one-to-one platform. So that has been a major project in every one of our buildings. And so,
how helpful is it that this can get? Can you get it all done during the Christmas break?
Well, we started actually in October, it's been kind of a rollout through October, November, and December, and we're finishing up. We targeted to make sure that we were finished by hopefully the end of January, because we want to do a test in February, because students do start taking the iStep test online in March, and so we've got to make sure that the stress on the system can handle all the students getting on at the same time.
One of the things I was intrigued by was I saw a report that, and I can't remember, Dr. DeMuth, Bloomington North, Bloomington South, as the students walk in, they're going to be helping drive the system from their footsteps on pads.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, that is a project.
Well, because they can't use the hamster wheel anymore, Keith.
Right now, that is in its infancy stages, and we had two teachers from South High School who have been instrumental in that, along with a grant from Duke Energy, and you're going to see a lot more about that.
That's intriguing.
They just ordered the parts, and they're in another country right now coming this way, but as soon as that all gets put together, those two teachers are going to be highly recognized because they've done a phenomenal job with that.
Didn't they have a solar bike or something they pedal down there, too? So they're always doing something with their feet.
You can get the exercise bikes
program.
In the workout rooms to run the electricity.
Everybody has to get there a half hour early and do their 30 minutes on the bike.
Well, absolutely.
Dr. DeMuth, yesterday was the first day of classes, and today is our first major snow of the year. Talk about weather in the MCCSC.
Well, as you all know, it's a very difficult decision that we go through in the morning, the entire process. In fact, our stomachs start hurting the night before, because we know that the next morning we'll be up at 3 or 3:30 trying to make decisions. But we try to make the very best decision, and the real question becomes, can we transport all of our kids safely to school? That really, in the end, we've got to make sure that we can answer that safely with a yes. So we have a lot of people out. We're making a lot of contacts early in the morning trying to make those decisions. And I always say, professional weathercasters can't do a very good job deciding what the weather's going to look like. So I think we do a really pretty good job. But I would like to talk to parents and patrons to make sure kids are ready for the weather. We do send children outside for recesses. We want to make sure kids are dressed appropriately. And I want to make sure that people understand that because of the weird weather that we've had these last few years, there could be a possibility that we may have to send kids home early. And when I first came here, that was something that was never done. But quite honestly, we hadn't seen the kind of weather we have in the last few years.
Well, and you're an expert in La Porte. You saw every kind of weather off the lake.
That's true. weather conditions are much different there. But of course, the equipment's a lot different also. Mm-hmm. So, but we may have to make some decisions to send kids home early if we feel that they're going to be in danger, you know, staying too late in the day here. So please, parents, have a plan for your child. Make sure they know where to go. We're going to emphasize even having a buddy, you know, that if in fact both parents work or a parent's not home, that the child can go with someone else. But have a plan for your child so they're not frustrated and not knowing what to do.
We're talking with Judy DeMuth, who is the superintendent of the MCCSC. And Dr. DeMuth, we're talking about wind chill factors tomorrow, below zero, et cetera, et cetera. I've driven by bus stops in the morning in really cold weather. I've seen kids out there in shorts.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
They're tough.
It's tough for a parent to, you know, try to do the kinds of things you're talking about, make sure the kids are dressed appropriately. But, boy, it's tough when they're waiting for that bus to show up.
Well, having a number of teenagers, sometimes that's kind of a difficult chore for parents.
You've been there.
We can only do what we can do. Mm-hmm. But hopefully the kids do. You know, I always say kids are a lot wiser today. They dress more appropriately than I remember my kids dressing, quite honestly. You know, they seem to be able to wear the hats and the long coats and the boots and everything
Here,
else.
I'll fix this problem right now. Parents, tell your children to wear shorts to the bus stop because they'll do the exact opposite of what you tell them.
Oh, okay, good
that's
point.
That's it.
Yeah, go out there in your cutoff tank tops and your shorts and your flip-flops, and then these kids will be dressed from head to toe in gloves and hats and scarves and everything else. Because parents just, they don't know what they're talking about, right?
Well, you know, sometimes the older ones are more difficult to deal with, but certainly we can dress the little ones appropriately to make sure that they don't injure themselves. So that's the big thing.
Now, Dr. Muth, tonight the school board is having an organizational meeting.
Yes, every January our board reorganizes, and again, just as a reminder to our patrons, our school board is a governing board and not really a working board. So the bottom line is this governing board hires one employee, that's what I always say, and that's me, and then I work with our administrators to bring recommendations to our board, who's responsible for both policy and obviously the budget. So this evening we will reorganize, and the board will take action on various positions that they hold, and then also ex officio committee appointments. So we always look forward to that. It's kind of a refreshing exercise to remind ourselves how fortunate we are to have, you know, great people on the board who want to do the work on behalf of kids and staff here.
Now, even though this is an organizational meeting, it is open to the public, but it's not a typical board meeting.
That is correct, yes. The sole function is to reorganize the board and to get people in their positions.
The regular board meeting will be the fourth Tuesday.
That is correct, yes.
Well, let's make sure on Wednesday we can get all the buses started, as it's going to be 1, the overnight low tonight, and then 5 for a high tomorrow. But we know you guys are prepared. We know you always have a plan, and we appreciate you sharing that with us and giving, like you mentioned, your parents and patrons a peace of mind and a plan moving forward, because I think when you take fear out, I think that's 90% of the battle.
Absolutely, yes. We've got a great team who's working on that on behalf of kids and staff, and we hope that parents can help us out by making sure their kids are prepared.
Dr. DeMuth, we appreciate your time, and we know we'll get caught up with you as the semester continues. Enjoy the beginning to your new year, and please stay warm.
You too. Thanks so much. Bye now.
Dr. Judy DeMuth, the MCCSC superintendent, she checks in with us about once a month to get keep us on the straight and narrow. And
good
always
plan on that early dismissal thing.
Well, another way to do it. And again, it's better safe than sorry, Keith. And that's the whole thing. I think parents, everybody wants to tell you how it should be done after mm-hmm. it's done. But again, there's been times where you got them home early and nothing happened. But the kids, they can't fend for themselves sometimes. So that's good that the MCCSC has plans in place to help all of that.